Thank you for calling GeekSpot Client Care. This is Dave. Can I help you?
Hey, Dave. This is Terrell from XPO. I have order number 76.
Hold on, sir. 76.
55.
55.
16.
16.
33.
33. All right. Hold on here a second, sir.
All right.
I used to have a manager, Terrell.
Oh, okay.
He was okay. He was a little strange. But, you know, I got along with him. I guess one strange person gets along with another strange person. that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I've been with Best Buy just over 25 years now. And I've seen a whole bunch of people come and a whole bunch of people go.
Yeah, that's right.
Could you verify name and address, please?
I have James Perrone, 12 Bradbury Court, Holbrook, New York, 11741.
Okay, what's going on?
I have the technician Jose calling to say he completed the install and then noticed the grill was cracked in the middle. So the
what was cracked in the middle?
The grill.
The grill?
Yeah, the grill on the gas range.
Oh, on the top, the griddle.
And he said it was in the middle, so the crack had a middle in it.
No, I'm just trying to, let me take a look at this unit.
Okay.
Delivery. Okay, NX, okay. That's what I use BestBuy.com for. I don't go shopping on there, so I just use it to look at stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm poor. This is wiped out the back on it. No splash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, it's got... let me look at better pictures here.
Okay.
I want to see like a top-down look. Now, those are... Oh, come on. One, two. Oh, it's an oval burner in the middle. You know, like so you could put your griddle over it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, but it's the grate that's cracked, you're saying, right?
Yeah, he said the grill.
Now, there's two different things. There's a griddle that comes with it that you actually cook on, mm-hmm. or is it the grill that you put pots on.
Now, he just said the griddle.
Well, that's the flat thing that you would cook your flapjacks on.
Yep, so that was damage.
All right. That's not a big deal. Let me get in here.
Mm-hmm.
I should be able to find one and mail it to them. I'll get you released from here first, all right?
Okay.
That way you ain't got to wait on me. My dog's always hearing stuff that ain't there. Well, he's 15, so... You don't hear with the darn anyway.
Mm-hmm.
See, my wife has to actually open the door now and show them that there's no one there. Worse than a kid. You got animals or children?
Yeah, I have kids. Yeah, children.
How old are they?
I have 17-year-old twins and a 9-year-old.
You got 17-year-old kids?
Mm-hmm.
You don't sound that old.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
And I'll bet the 9-year-old gets spoiled really bad.
Of course.
Especially by mom, probably.
You already know.
I do. You know, I don't have any children, but I do observe. And then when the twins have children, the young 9-year-old kid will be out.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it'll be all about the grandkids.
Yep.
And you'll be on the hook for that stuff, too, because you'll have to party in on that.
Yeah.
And you think you spend money now on your kids? Wait till you have grandkids.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure I'll spoil them too.
Oh, yeah, but wait till you have grandkids. I watch because my sister's kids just had babies, and I watch my sister-in-law's. Their children are now having babies, my nephews and nieces. And it's like the grandparents are on the hook for everything.
Hmm.
Let's see, the griddle is cracked, needs to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, my friend, your number's coming up here in just a second.
All right.
Okay, it's 283-125-618.
All right, thank you, Dave.
All right, sir, have a good day. Be safe, all right?
You too. Talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is extremely satisfied, how satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent? How satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent? How satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent?